This is the Texas Standard.
Veronica Avila Zavala is a mother of two.
La niña tiene 9 y el niño tiene 7.
A 9-year-old girl and a 7-year-old boy.
Es tremenda esa niña. El niño es más calmado.
The girl is a firecracker, Avila Zavala says. Not the boy. He's normally very mellow. This past November, tragedy struck the family. Avila Zavala's life partner and the father of her children was murdered. He was deported at the end of October, and she says by November, a local gang in his small town of southern Mexico had killed him. Avila Zavala says he had only been in Mexico for 2 weeks. Now, her biggest fear is that she could be deported too. I am afraid, she says. If I am deported, who's going to take care of my kids? The state? The foster care system? That is the fear in the hearts of many, many Texans. It's estimated the unauthorized immigrant population in the state is about 1.5 million people. Since so many could be affected by new parameters for deportations, the Consulate of Mexico and other nonprofits are providing law clinics for parents across the state. The idea is to help them fill out and notarize powers of attorney on behalf of their children. At the Mexican consulate this past Friday, attorney Daniela Lytle told parents the documents are not living wills and they are not custody orders.
It's really not a long-term document. It's meant to be a band-aid until a court order is in place. That's how
they still need to go through the court.
They still need to go to the court if custody has to be established. This is just something in place to have in the event of a very quick emergency.
Say, for instance, the parents are picked up by immigration agents while at work. The power of attorney allows someone the parents trust to pick up their children from school. Or, if the kids were to get sick, the power of attorney allows the new guardians to make medical decisions on behalf of the children. Waiting in line outside the consulate was Magdalena Tercero. She's a mother of three who came to the clinic with her friend Heather Hoff. Tercero asked Hoff to be her children's guardian in case she and her husband are deported.
Es la única persona de confianza que yo tengo aquí.
She's the only person I trust with my children, she says, because I don't have any relatives in the United States. Both women are clearly shaken by the step they're about to take, but they're certain signing that power of attorney is the right thing to do. Tercero says that as a child, she was a close friend with Hoff's husband. So when he married Hoff, Tercero and Hoff immediately became friends too. The grown-ups are inseparable, and so are their children.
They play a lot together too. Sorry. We hang out probably like every other weekend. Our kids always play together.
If the Terceros were to be deported, Hoff and her husband would be taking in three children on top of the two they already have.
I mean, they've done a lot for us, so I'm sure they would do the same for us if the roles were switched.
If like Tercero and like Avila Zavala, you know someone in need of a power of attorney for their children, call your nearest consular office and beware of gougers. Reports out of California say unscrupulous attorneys and notaries are charging up to $250 for powers of attorney that ought to be free. There are parents' rights under Chapter 34 of the Texas Family Code. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.